You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard MacLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, Sound of the Overground, we looked at the extraordinary story of the Warminster Thing. Over time, the Thing came to be thought of as a supposed UFO event that sparked off a litany of strange sightings in the mid-1970s throughout the Warminster area in the English county of Wiltshire. Everything from classic cigar-shaped objects spotted in the sky to the sighting of possible alien entities and even contact were alleged to have taken place. Initially, however, the Thing was reported as little more than a mysterious, sinister sound with no discernible origin. This sound was described variously as oscillating between an ominous drone and a clattering racket, as if nuts and bolts were being swished about in a steel bucket. In March 2019, it was reported that as many as 4% of people are plagued by a mysterious low-pitched sound with no quantifiable source that has become known as the hum. I myself am one of those people, although I suspect this might simply be a case of tinnitus, after years of refusing to turn down my earphones. In the UK, perhaps the most well-known version of this is the Bristol Hum, so called after a spate of people there in the 1970s and then again in 2016 complained of being kept awake by it. Also in 2016, just over 7,000 kilometres away in Cuba, employees of the US Embassy in Havana also began complaining of being plagued by a strange and ominous sound. In a plot that could have been lifted straight from the most ludicrous spy novel, it really is a story that has to be heard to be believed. It was late afternoon in the western suburbs of Havana, an area of mostly wealthy neighbourhoods, populated by government officials and diplomats. US diplomats, only recently installed in the Cuban capital, were facing an uncertain few months ahead, due firstly to the incoming president, Donald Trump's unexpected election victory. This was followed soon after, on November 25th, by the death of ex-president and arguably the most iconic and influential figure in Cuban history, Fidel Castro. That weekend, one US diplomat, recently moved to the city with much to think on, was enjoying the tranquility of another warm evening at home with his family. The man opened his back doors to enjoy the last of the evening sun when he was suddenly confronted by a hideous din that seemed to rattle around his skull. Closing the doors immediately, with the sound still ringing in his head, he hurried about the house, shutting every window he could find. But it was only by turning the TV up that he was finally able to offset the infuriating buzz. With the noise having finally abated, a few days later, the diplomat was back in the garden, hosting a colleague and their family from next door, when at roughly the same time as before, the noise started again. Hearing it for the second time, the man apologized to his guests, speculating that it was probably just insects. But the colleague was less sure. This, he thought, sounded different, more artificial somehow. What's more, he'd been hearing it too in his home, sometimes for up to an hour at a time. After speaking to the embassy about it, maintenance workers were sent to investigate, but no faulty electrics or any other obvious cause could be found. It was a few weeks later when a second, younger colleague in his 30s turned up at the embassy's medical clinic, suffering from headaches and hearing problems. The man explained that he'd been at home alone when he began experiencing discomfort from an unusual sound that seemed to be vibrating right inside his head. Whenever he moved from certain spots, the sound would disappear, only to reappear again when he moved back. You know, all that time you spent playing games on your phone, there's actually a way you could be playing your favorite games and winning money and prizes. Join me and Unexplained listeners at skills.com/unexplained. That's Skills with a Z. Skills makes it super easy to get started, and they have games for everyone, including classics like Solitaire Cube and 21 Blitz, as well as fun new games like Blackout Bingo. My favorites are the word and quiz games, like Cash Question. There really is something for everyone. What's great about skills games is they keep it fair by matching you against players at your skill level. You can play for free against me, friends, listeners, or co-workers, or play to win serious cash and amazing prizes, even cars. So far, players have won over $2 billion. To have more fun playing the games you love, and for the chance to win some extra cash, go to skills.com/unexplained. That's skills with a Z, .com/unexplained. Must be 18 or older. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states. Prizes may vary, and winning is not guaranteed. See website for details. When news of these peculiar incidences began filtering through the embassy, some began to wonder if these were not, in fact, deliberate sonic attacks being directed at the embassy employees. Certainly, given the nature of the job, the US-Cuban embassy chief, Jeffrey De Laurentiis, had little choice but to take them seriously. Being a veteran of US diplomatic missions, he was more than familiar with the many underhand tactics often employed by the various secret services of nations to unsettle diplomatic staff. An occupational hazard, especially considering that many diplomatic staff are often assumed, with good reason, to be spies. As detailed in a 2018 ProPublica article written by Tim Golden and Sebastian Rotella, titled The Sound and the Fury: Inside the Mystery of the Havana Embassy, such tactics might traditionally include withholding food parcels for embassies to simply puncturing diplomats' car tires. Often, it might be something as subtle as breaking into their homes just to rearrange furniture or leave a window open, a gentle reminder that they were always being watched. As Golden and Rotella went on to explain, for De Laurentiis, it wasn't out of the question that some embassy staff were being harassed in this way, but as for being targeted by a sophisticated sonic weapon, he was less sure. Since diplomatic relations had only been reinstated the year before, having been non-existent since 1961, unless it was a rogue agent, which he considered unlikely, that the Cuban government would sanction such actions seemed equally unlikely. Then, in February 2017, it happened again, this time affecting the wife of an embassy employee in the coastal neighborhood of Flores. Furthermore, having heard a strange sound, she claimed then to have looked out of her window to see a van speeding away from the scene. With evidence mounting, the US State Department presented a note of protest to the Cuban government, formally acknowledging their concern that embassy staff were coming under attack. In response, Cuban president at the time, Raul Castro, claimed no knowledge of any such attack and even took the unusual step of allowing the FBI to fly to Havana and carry out an investigation of their own. As news spread of the apparent sonic attacks, more and more embassy staff came forward to share their own unusual experiences. Accounts ranged from the general hearing of insect-like buzzing noises to more concentrated beams that seemed to fix on them, to even just the feeling of something gently vibrating in the ear. Many also claimed to have suffered serious side effects from the attacks, from vomiting to severe loss of hearing. By the end of April 2017, 80 members of embassy staff and their family had come forward. After being sent to a team of medical specialists in Miami, led by a Dr. Michael Hoffer, 24 were eventually determined to have been significantly harmed by the mysterious threat. And soon, the effects of the mysterious sound were being felt by Canadian embassy staff too, with 27 individuals who claimed to have suffered headaches, nausea, and even nosebleeds said to have sought treatment for it. Over the course of May 2017 to February 2018, the FBI made at least 4 trips to Cuba, interviewing countless embassy staff and Cuban government officials in their efforts to find the culprit. The CIA's Directorate of Science and Technology, as well as the Pentagon's Defense Advancement Research Projects Agency, also looked into it. But none found anything to account for the reports, not least of all any evidence that people were being targeted by some kind of sonic device. By then, however, reports had filtered into the media, and the urge to talk up the potential return of Cold War-era spy tactics, complete with James Bond-style sonic weapons, was too good to refuse. The US military had long been trying to develop a device just like it, of their own. Similar weapons have in fact already been developed, such as the Mob Excess Deterrent using silent audio, or Medusa for short, which is designed to break up large mobs or as a deterrent to pirates. They had nothing, however, that was capable of conducting such seemingly covert and concentrated attacks. And as more apparent victims came forward, experts were left increasingly baffled as to what on earth was causing it. One State Department-led medical investigation was left concluding that despite any physical evidence to explain why, some individuals had clearly been left with sustained injury to widespread brain networks. The lack of evidence linking the apparent sonic attacks to the Cuban government didn't stop the Trump administration in retaliating in kind. Having already been intent on rolling back the Obama administration's efforts to try and bring the nations closer together, and keen to foster a more uncompromising image on the international stage, they maintained the line that US embassy staff were under attack and the Cuban government were responsible. In late September 2017, 24 of 47 diplomats assigned to Havana were ordered home by the State Department, while 15 Cuban diplomats were sent packing the other way. Before long, however, some were beginning to wonder if there'd been an attack at all. A number of experts noted similarities between the way things had unfolded in Havana and something known as conversion disorder. The disorder has been described in the International Journal of Social Psychiatry as the rapid spread of illness signs and symptoms among members of a cohesive social group for which there is no corresponding organic origin, otherwise known as mass hysteria. As some experts speculated, rather than being the side effects of a sonic weapon, perhaps all these ailments that embassy staff were suffering were in fact perfectly normal medical issues, reframed as something nefarious, due entirely to the US State Department's unfounded and perhaps politically motivated insistence that something underhand was going on. Under the circumstances, such a possibility would be perfectly understandable. After all, when your own leaders are telling you, despite the lack of all evidence to the contrary, that what they say is taking place, why wouldn't you believe them? If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.